Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, July 5th. The city of Wichita cracked down on the use of illegal fireworks this 4th of July holiday. There were 22 enforcement teams made up of police officers and firefighters. They were out and about, and they wrote a total of 133 citations. Wichita resident Jeff Allen tells KSN News he received one of those $250 tickets after his 8-year-old son shot off a Roman candle.
Just told him how angry it made me feel, that the fun was being sucked out of the 4th of July.
The Wichita Eagle reports that authorities enforcing the fireworks code were confronted in several cases by crowds, and then they had to back off rather than escalate the situation. One firefighter says he got hit over the head by an elderly lady with a Roman candle. More than 24 people were hospitalized for fireworks-related injuries. Via Christi reports treating a dozen patients, and there were 25 at Wesley. More were suffering from burns or blast injuries. Also, between the final day of June and yesterday, more than 1,400 fireworks-related phone calls were made to the Sedgwick County non-emergency phone number. And the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department says more than 700 calls were made on July 4th, on Wednesday. Officials said this year was the busiest the non-emergency phone line has ever been. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey said yesterday that the gun used in a home invasion turned into a shootout with a Wichita police officer in his own home earlier in this week, and that intruder was shot and killed. That gun was a stolen 9mm weapon. Chief Ramsey says there are increasing instances of guns being stolen from cars.
And that is a preventable crime. These guns now are likely in the hands of bad guys, and as we saw this week, used in a very, very serious crime.
Last year, nearly 300 guns were stolen from vehicles in Wichita. By comparison, as recently as 7 years ago, there were only 51 guns stolen out of cars in town. So, police are out on the streets telling people not to leave guns in cars and to look out for their neighbors. The police are also rolling out a new number to call police to report crimes. Chief Ramsey says not everyone is comfortable calling 911. The new number is 316-519-2282. A field supervisor is monitoring that line 24/7, and callers can remain anonymous. As investigators try to piece together the details on how the British couple became exposed to the poison Novichok, they are certain they have found some links.
The main working theory is that the couple handled this a contaminated item that potentially has been had been discarded, and that could have been an item such as a syringe or a vial that was used to transport the nerve agent, and potentially that could be linked to the Skripal case. The police, though, say that they are keeping an open mind, and they say it's important not to speculate. They are, however, saying that they're fairly confident that they have identified all the places that the couple visited in the hours before they fell ill.
That's Sky News correspondent Adele Robinson reporting from Amesbury, England. President Trump in Montana yesterday campaigning for the state's Republican auditor, and he's taking on an incumbent Democratic Senator John Tester this fall. Let's take a look at what the president's been going after Tester for a while now.
The president told a crowd in Great Falls, Montana, that he didn't really need to visit because he won the state by 20 points in 2016. But he felt bad that Montana Democratic Senator John Tester tanked his pick to run Veterans Affairs, White House Dr. Ronnie L. Jackson. Trump said of Tester,
"I see John Tester saying such nice things about me. I say, yeah, but he never votes for me. He never votes."
Tester took out newspaper ads before Trump's visit, thanking him for signing several bills Tester had sponsored. Trump told the crowd he's getting ready to meet with NATO allies next week and will demand yet again that they pay more. He mocked multiple Democrats and the media for questioning whether he's ready to meet with Vladimir Putin next week. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
At a South African game reserve, poachers were apparently eaten by lions.
At least three poachers reported to have entered Sibuya Game Reserve in South Africa. Judging by the gear they were apparently carrying, the reserve's director believes they were going to kill rhinos and steal their highly prized horns. An anti-poaching dog alerted her handler at the reserve to sounds not coming from the rhinos, but instead from the pride of lions who also live on the reserve. Soon after, human remains, a high-powered rifle, and an axe were found near the lions. That axe was the clue that these were most likely rhino poachers who would have used it to cut off rhino horns. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Investigators are working to figure out how two young Missouri sisters, one a newborn, the other 2 years old, died. Their mother was the one that found them unresponsive, neither with any obvious signs of trauma.
These two young girls mysteriously died. We're waiting on the medical examiner to do the autopsies on the two girls, so it could be a day or two, maybe even longer, before we know the exact cause of death. Sheriff's deputies were called to the family's home east of Kearney, Missouri, in rural Clay County. They found the two girls unresponsive, but there was no evidence as to exactly how they died. The mother told investigators she found both girls not breathing, so she picked them up, ran them to the neighbor's house across the street for help. That's where they called 911.
That's Fox 4 Kansas City's Matt Stewart with that report. A couple in Utah received an unexpected visitor after leaving their front door open.
Sherry and Matt Prucka were just trying to enjoy the summer breeze, but next thing you know, a young bull moose walked right inside their home. The couple thought they were being pranked by relatives in a moose suit, but they quickly realized this was no joke and began recording the encounter with a cell phone.
Go, 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 go. There he goes. Yay!
The moose eventually left the home without incident, walking out the front door after about 10 minutes. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Today is National Fried Chicken Day. Here's some tips turning out a summer favorite from an award-winning chef.
The Picnic Perfect Fried Chicken needs to start with a good bird. Atlanta chef and author Todd Richards recommends hormone-free.
Chickens, just like all birds, require some type of brining in order to make them juicy.
His fried chicken, which has taken multiple competitions, is brined for at least half a day in buttermilk, hot sauce, onion powder, and other spices, dredged in seasoned flour, and fried at between 315 and 325.
Anything above 325 degrees, the outside of the chicken is going to get cooked way faster than the inside of the chicken.
Serve with sweet potato waffles. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
It's 6:39 with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at that weather forecast as we head into the weekend. Meteorologist Dan Holliday. Hey, Dan.
Well, good morning. We saw a few isolated thunderstorms pop up around Wichita yesterday, and that may be the case this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures should be in the mid-80s by lunchtime, 91 for the high. Partly cloudy overnight, our low near 70, then sunny and warm on Saturday with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Currently in Wichita, clear sky, temperature 77. It's 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time to check in for the commodities update, as we do always at this time every weekday morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Hello, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. The cattle complex traded mixed and closed mixed Thursday. The feeders made new highs for the week, while the live cattle unable to take out the highs of the week. Box beef prices continue to lower, and there has been some cash cattle bids of 110 being passed on in our feed yards. Lean hogs had two-sided trading yesterday, but closed mostly negative. On the close yesterday, August live cattle 7 cents lower, 106.37. August feeders 22 cents lower, 152.57. August lean hogs a nickel higher at 76.05. The wheat gapped higher and closed positive double-digit gains yesterday. Strength was mainly tied to the higher trade of European wheat due to crop concerns. The corn traded mixed and closed slightly positive, while soybean futures continue to close lower. The November contract made another new contract low yesterday. Now, at midnight, the U.S. imposed 25% tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese imports as scheduled, and China also as scheduled imposed retaliatory tariffs. Now, we're looking at the moment, not really much reaction to our market. September KC wheat's down a penny and a quarter, 502. December corn down a quarter of a penny at 364 and a quarter. November soybeans a penny higher at 857. August crude oil this morning, 61 cents lower at 72.33. August gold, $3.20 lower, $1,255.60. September S&P 5.5 points lower, $27.33. September dollar index, 21 cents lower, $94.01. With September Dow Jones futures trading 82 points lower at 24,261. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
You know, Tom, with all this talk about tariffs and things going on around the world with that, have we seen any of that manifest in the commodities market and anything around locally here?
Oh, yeah. It's had an effect on all of our grain markets, mainly not so much that anything has actually taken place till right now. It's been the talk of everything that's driven the market to the downside. And it's also been kind of one-sided, saying how it's hurt us more than it's hurt China. But if you go back and look, China had their worst month in over 2 years with their stocks, and their currency had the largest monthly fall on record last month. So China is feeling the pain of this, too. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, Ted.
Yeah, how this all settles and hopefully comes to a little more stability in the coming months. But I don't know if we can predict on that.
No, but, you know, we do need to level up the playing field. I've heard farmers, farm groups for years say this. Now somebody's actually trying to do it, and there's a lot of opposition because they don't like, you know, the fact that we're going to have to get a little sicker before the medicine kicks in and helps us out.
Right. Tom, thanks for the information. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend, all right?
You do the same, Ted. Thanks.
Sounds good. We love him. He is Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities every weekday morning with the Commodities Update. Thank you, Tom. It is 6:43 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Taking a look at the crypto craze. Our money tracker, Don Grant, will be with us shortly right here with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.